Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name's Steve Bowes. In one work-life balance ranking, the U.S. doesn't measure up. While the U.S. economy remains the largest in the world, the companies and cities that contribute to that massive economy are falling short in one key area that matters to people: fostering a healthier work-life balance. In fact, according to a recent analysis, when it comes to work-life balance, U.S. cities fail to measure up to their global counterparts. Europe is leading the way for a healthy work-life balance, a recently published report by Forbes has found. Forbes ranks cities in Europe as some of the best in the world for work-life balance, but no U.S. cities made the list's top 25. The rankings considered factors such as average working hours, the World Happiness Index, the Gender Inequality Index rating, the proportion of remote and hybrid working roles, and their annual leave policies. And according to the report, Scandinavian countries such as Denmark and Finland dominated the top places on the list, with Helsinki and Copenhagen claiming the top two spots. The only non-European country to secure a place in the top 10 was Auckland in New Zealand. Here are the full top 10 world cities ranked for work-life balance, starting at number 10. 10, Belfast in Northern Ireland. 9, Edinburgh, Scotland. 8, Vienna, Austria. 7, Reykjavik, Iceland. Number 6, Gothenburg in Sweden. Number 5, Auckland in New Zealand, and again the only non-European city in the top 10. 4, Oslo, Norway. 3, Stockholm, Sweden. And 2, Helsinki, Finland, and the number one city for work-life balance in the world, according to Forbes, Copenhagen, Denmark. Many of the cities dominating the top of the list feature high ratings for gender equality, lower weekly working hours than we tend to expect here in the U.S., and significantly higher number of days of guaranteed annual leave. Plus, most cities in Europe that rate highly for work-life balance are in countries where parental leave policies are much more generous than is typical in the U.S., with some locations offering up to one full year of paid parental leave. What are some ways U.S. cities and companies can improve their position relative to their global peers? Offering new or expanding existing policies for remote and flexible working, supporting employee health and wellness beyond legally required levels, and supporting the creation of more clearly defined boundaries between work and not work, and communicate these boundaries clearly to employees to prevent overworking and work-life conflicts. So while the U.S. economy leads the world in many ways, it seems clear that U.S. cities and companies can still find ways to improve and make the world of work better for all of us. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.